Blog Talk Radio.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm by again. Lord, I fall so short. You know, I am, Lord, from the start. You know my heart. I need.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Stevenson. Thank God for you being with us this morning. And welcome to a new week. It's Monday. Monday. And we thank God for another day. I know I do. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Don't know what the Monday is going to bring. Don't know what it's going to look like. But God has orchestrated the day. He has given you and I the day. And we should just bless him for it. Thank him for it. And look for ways that we can make the best out of the day. Praise God. Praise God. Just a couple of things going on. We want to make sure that you stay aware of. I know that some of you, members of our church, you know that we've begun our financial institute, which will begin Tuesday. I think it's Tuesdays over the next 9 weeks. And so many of you wanted to sign up. And one of the challenges that I have with our church is we often and too often wait until the last minute to sign up. But that institute was full. And so you will be able to get into the next one. We're going to be having them consistently, opportunities for people to grow in their management of their money. We're going to be adding components to it. So we got this piece, and we'll add, the credit piece, and we'll add the investment. Then we'll add pieces to it. And the goal is that we become masters of our money, and our money will stop mastering us. And so we are looking forward to it. I pray to expand this to our youth, to our children, in a financial institute for women, for men. I just think that this is a big part of what God has called us to do, and the impact that God wants us to make. In my generation, I've been asking God, what's the impact you want me to make on my generation? What did you send me to do for my generation? And this is one of those things. It's in the area of finances and management. And I am just excited to be offering this to our church at this time. I believe it's going to bless you tremendously. These are the same principles that my wife and I used to get out of debt many, many years ago. The principles are the exact same. They're the principles that we lead the church's finances with. And so I just believe that if you take these principles and you work them in your life and you make them a part of your life, not just something you read and just information, but really make it a part of your life, it's going to impact you in a positive way. It's going to help you to grow and to develop and to become the person that God would have you to be. I know that God is going to continue to bless the people of our church, and one of the areas that God continues to bless us is in the area of managing our finances. So do not miss when you hear us offering Financial Institute over in the next few months. You need to jump right on it. Don't waste no time. Jump right on it. It's going to bless you tremendously. So make sure that you do that. Those of you who are already signed up and paid for Tuesday, look forward to seeing you. It's going to bless your life. And it's going to help. It's actually going to bless not just your life, but your family, because it's going to be something you'll see how you can teach your children, how you can talk to your children about money consistently and constantly. And then, you know, reach it down to your grandchildren. And if you can get this as a system, a belief system in your family, just the management issue, we'll stop praying and asking God, give me more money, give me more money. And we'll start asking God, help me to manage better that which you have given me, so that when God increases your money, when he increases your income and your finances, that you'll know what to do with it. And so I'm just extremely excited about it. So make sure that when you hear us talking about it, the Financial Institute, you jump right on it right away, immediately. Don't wait for anybody. Go ahead and register. Change whatever you have to change to make sure that you are in that in those sessions. Amen, amen. Then Wednesday, of course, we'll see you for our recharge, where we're going to be dealing with the doctrines of our faith. We're going to be going through this and taking our time and really trying to work through what we believe, how we believe, and then begin to grow in those areas. And so I'm just really excited about the trajectory of our church. Amen, amen. I know you are too. So I know if you were in service on yesterday, we had tremendous services, all three services. Thank God for his move and how God ministered to us. We ministered from the topic, you know, we are hope, and just really a play on the word, how people are looking for hope in their life, and God 17 years ago in his infinite wisdom had us name the church Hope. And so it has been exactly what we have been able to bring to people over these years. And so we are so excited about what God is doing. And so yesterday the Lord walked us through some scriptures, and we got to Matthew 5, and he was able to unveil that which he had been speaking to me over the course of some time. And it's just amazing and beautiful to see how it began to come together. He says that you are the salt of the earth. You know, he says, but if the salt loses its flavor, how can it be seasoned? It cannot be seasoned. It is good for nothing but to be trampled under men's feet. He said, you are the light of the world. And he said, a city set upon a hill cannot be hidden, nor does a person light a lamp and set it under a basket, but they set it on a lampstand so that it can give light to all who are in the house. And the Lord released us on yesterday to talk through what our identity will be as we move forward. We have been Hope Christian Center. We are Hope Christian Center. That is our legal name. But the Lord said that we are now to bring hope to the city. He has raised us up. We are no longer hidden. He's not going to allow us to hide in the background and to just exist as we have been over the course of last several years. The Lord is elevating us to the place that he's called us to be, and so we take on the name and the movement and our for what God is doing in our church, and we recognize that this from this point forward we're going to be known as Hope City, and that's what God has called us to do, bring hope to the city. We are Hope City. We're going to make a difference and change in the lives of people even more. We're going to look for how we can impact the world even the more. And so I am so excited, and I know that you are excited, that people are excited as we take this name and begin to run with it. And so you've already seen that over some time ago when we start talking about Hope City Radio and stuff like that. And so just really beginning to move that name because it's something that God has given to us. And we just believe God to take this to a whole nother level, a whole nother place, to do something with it that we could not do on our own. I'm trusting God to do with this name and with this new identity and with this new mentality just something amazing. And I'm praying that you be a part of it. I'm praying that you be a part of inviting people. We got to get back to inviting people to worship with us, and I'm so excited. So don't you miss these opportunities to be a part of what God is doing in and around Hope City. Amen, amen. Well, I want us to pray, and as we pray, I want us to start believing God for amazing things. Start believing God for the people that we need, the people that we, the ministries that we believe that God is going to birth, that he would send forth people who have a vision, who see what we're doing and recognize that what God has called them to do can partner with what he's called us to do. And I'm just believing, God, that you will get up and get in place and begin to move forward in what God has called you to do, and that you will not be satisfied sitting back. You will not be satisfied not making a difference in the manner in which you can make a difference, that your faith will develop to hope. And that's something that I think we need. We got to get our faith to develop into hope so that we'll begin to get involved and do the things that God has called for us to do. Amen. Well, oh God, we thank you and we praise you because you're good, your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endures to all generations. I thank you for Hope City. I thank you, God, for what you are doing in the life of this great church. And I pray in Jesus' name that you would minister to your people. Raise up an army, God, that will obey you. Raise up an army that will follow you and that will do what you've called us to do. God, raise up an army who is anointed and appointed for this season. And God, let them begin to move forward in the places and in the things that you've called them to do. I thank you, God, for open doors. I thank you for an open heaven. I thank you, God, for wisdom. I thank you for leadership. I thank you for what we need to minister to the Hispanic community. I'm believing you for Spanish-speaking ministers who will recognize their call to the ministry. I'm believing you for people who will begin to function and walk out the ministry that you have given them in their heart, and they would be able to submit that ministry so that they can become whom you have called them to be. So, Lord, I thank you, and I pray in Jesus' name that you bless what you're doing. Bless the work, God. Bless the word over our church. And, God, I thank you for opening the doors and filling the place and speaking to us about where the next location might be. We trust you to do what we cannot do. And so, God, we give you this week and we say, have your way and be glorified. Help us to glorify you today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I pray that you be blessed and highly favored by God. Amen. Bye.